Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, the venerable Mary Kay Cabot, who joins us this morning. Mary Kay, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Is Shador Sanders the leader in the clubhouse for QB1?
No, he's not. Not at this point. He has to claw his way back up, I would think, probably from the back or near the back of the depth chart. No, not yet.
How crazy is it that he leads the league in rookie jersey sales right now? Considering he's a fifth-round pick, I know he has his own fan base. I just didn't think he was – I didn't realize he was this popular. And do you think that that has any bearing with the Cleveland Browns franchise as him staying on this roster, being a part of this organization for 2025?
No, I don't think so. I think they're going to look at this as a football decision. I think they're going to bring these guys in here, let them battle it out, and let the best man win. And I don't think popularity – is going to factor into their decision on who starts week one. I just don't think they can operate that way. I don't think they will operate that way.
Well, we all agree it shouldn't operate that way. The question is, when there are people, you know, around the NFL who believe the owner actually came in and made the pick, then it stands to reason they would think they might be swayed by popularity, especially in a season when, you know, Mary Kay, let's be honest, I can't find a lot of odds makers that think the Browns are going to be very good.
Well, that's true. But first of all, do you guys believe that the owner swooped in and made this pick? Because I just don't believe it. That narrative persists no matter what anybody tries to say about the way that Jimmy does things. Now, I am not denying that back in 2014, when Ray Farmer was the GM and very inexperienced at his job, that Jimmy suggested Johnny Manziel. But that doesn't happen in this new regime. He has total respect for Andrew Berry, Paul DePodesta, Kevin Stefanski, and he's not going to sit there and make decisions like this. So I'm just not buying that he was the one that decided to draft Shador.
Lima, what's your answer to that?
I think it is interesting because you're Mary Kay is essentially saying that this has evolved, that the organization, the power structure, the way of doing things has evolved to the point where they can be relied upon. Which, if that is the case, that does seem like a huge step forward, right?
Let me tell you this, because you still didn't give me an answer. I will say, I can't say for certain that he stepped in, but I can say for certain, I really don't care, because I don't think he could have done worse in the fifth round. I'm dead serious. I don't think he could have done worse in the fifth round than anything we've seen in recent history over the last 5 years. Cam Mitchell's a nice enough player. Miles Harden's a nice young man. Juwan Briggs is a nice young man. But other than that, I mean, you know, what the hell? Am I missing out on another Dawson Deaton? Am I missing out on another Richard LeCount? Am I missing out on poor Nick Harris couldn't stay healthy? Am I missing out on another Harrison Bryant? It's like, okay, he's a quarterback. You need a quarterback. You're using two first-round picks next year probably to find that quarterback. What the hell? This guy finished in the fifth round or fell to the fifth round. If Jimmy wanted to walk, I don't want it to set a precedent, but if Jimmy made a call and decided to say, yeah, go ahead and take the quarterback, fine, to hell with it. I don't care.
Mary Kay, what interests me is, and I promise you'll be able to get a statement in here at some point. my curiosity is, they said the value was too much to pass up at five. But on their calculator, why wasn't that the case at four or three? When did it finally meet that? They certainly didn't trade up to go get Shador. So I'm curious how that was the sweet spot.
Well, when you look at your board and you weigh everything that you can possibly get there, especially at 166 and 192, against taking a flyer on a quarterback that was believed by many to be the number two quarterback in the draft, it makes total sense to go take a flyer on this. Absolutely 100%. And I had said so many times leading up to the draft that they should take two bites of the apple at quarterback, that they should draft two quarterbacks. You guys have heard me say that many times. On this show, I said two running backs as well. So I was 100% fine with them doing this, even though it does bring an element of drama that you have to deal with. But if this team can't deal with quarterback drama by now, I don't know who can.
So is Joe Flacco the starter as of right now?
No, I don't think so. And I just wrote a column about this the other day. Who has the early edge? And I know you're busy, and I know you don't have a lot of time to read.
Well, the reason I asked you about getting over the other three quarterbacks, because I read you just yesterday, so I didn't see this in this. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I wrote a column 2 days ago saying, Shador Sanders, can he beat out the other three quarterbacks, and who has the early edge is the title of the column. And in that column, the conclusion that I draw is the same one that I mentioned to you guys, that if the season started tomorrow, right now, in this moment, it still would be Kenny Pickett. And that can change as time goes along. But if you look at how they operated this offseason, there were two quarterbacks that they targeted early on in their own cycles of acquisition, and that was Kenny Pickett and then Dillon Gabriel. They went out and they targeted Dillon Gabriel, and even when they had a chance to draft some other quarterbacks in the third round, they went for Dillon over Shador and some other guys. So I think you also have to look at him as someone that they really, really like to run Kevin Stefanski's offense. So, no, I would not put Joe in the lead at this moment.
Mary Kay, I love the perspective coming in here as she does each and every week. So of the three younger quarterbacks, the three not named Joe Flacco, who do you think has the highest trajectory, the highest ceiling? Who's got the most talent?
That's a great question. I don't know that I can 100% answer that at this moment. It would seem that that is Shador. But for some reason, they liked Dillon Gabriel better. And I don't know if it will play out that way, but they liked him better. And they also liked Kenny Pickett as someone that they thought perhaps, possibly, maybe, could just be the next one of those guys, those former first-round picks, who surprises everyone in their second, third, fourth chance or whatever.
Mary Kay, I really, really want to know this when it comes
Holy
to Shador,
wow.
Because in Boulder and throughout all the travels of Shador Sanders, they have had the production team associated with the family following his every move. There's been a boatload of content already since draft night, both good and bad. They'll put out anything and churn out that content. You're a content creator, Mary Kay, so I'm sure you appreciate that. How will the Browns feel about that? Will there be unfettered 24/7?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Access granted to the Sanders production company?
Well, no. I mean, you're not going to do that. You only do that if Hard Knocks comes to town or something like that. You're not going to have someone in your building all the time filming what Shador is doing. So, no, I mean, there will be more media and content of Shador than there is of other quarterbacks, because that's what those guys are about. That's what his family is about. But they're not going to have unfettered access. There's no way. He's going to have to come in here and be treated like the not like everyone else, because, once again, they do things differently. It's the Sanders family. But he's going to have to come in here, and he's going to have to earn this job. If he's going to end up starting games for the Browns this season, he's going to have to climb up that depth chart, and he's going to have to earn it. And right now, as I wrote in my column, he's playing from behind. He's got a lot of work to do.
Do you have any more Shador Sanders questions, Anthony? Okay,
what
I move
an
on.
Answer, Mary well, Kay.
Yeah, that was a strong answer, but I wanted to make sure you got them all out of our system, both of our systems, before we moved on. Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the show. Elijah Moore, going to the Buffalo Bills. We brought in Deontay Johnson, who's been on three teams in the last year. Mary Kay, what are we going to do with the wide receiver spot here? Because we didn't make any picks, and now we're running out of names, and Deontay Johnson's not a name that anybody can count on.
Well, first of all, they have to make sure that the things that caused Deontay Johnson to be on three different teams last year, that those things can't happen here, or he's not going to be on this team either. He's got to come in, and he's got to toe the line, and he's got to do things the way that the Browns want him to do them. And hopefully for them and for him, that he's learned from the things that have gone on last year. Because if he doesn't, he's going to run out of chances. Now, they must feel like they can get a different version of Deontay Johnson than the one that was cut by a few teams and traded last year. So if they can get that version of him, he was a 2021 Pro Bowler. He's got immense talent, and he can score the football, and they need people that can do that. So that's number one, is getting that version out of him. But I still think they have to add to the receiver room to the extent that they can. I would still be looking for trade opportunities. I would be looking for free agents. But the thing to remember here is they really are going back to more of the traditional West Coast Kevin Stefanski style of offense, where they play more 12 personnel, two tight end sets, more 13 personnel, three tight end sets. So you don't need as many top-notch receivers necessarily as you would with what they were trying to do last year in that more spready type of an offense. So that's why they went out and they got Harold Fannin. They've got David Njoku, Jerry Jeudy, and now again they added Deontay Johnson, but I still think they need more receivers.
Nick Chubb, will he be a Cleveland Brown in 2025?
Well, this is going to depend on what happens with Jerome Ford. Jerome Ford is heading into the final season of his contract. He makes $3-something million this year. If another team needs Jerome Ford and is willing to make the Browns an offer that they can't refuse, and somehow Jerome Ford ends up somewhere else, then I think it opens up the door for Nick Chubb to return. If Jerome Ford still remains on this football team, then I think it makes it hard to add Nick Chubb again, because you don't really want to put him on this football team as your fourth running back. Would anybody want that? Would Nick Chubb want that? I mean, the way that he looks, jumping over hurdles and squatting at his high school where he's training, I think he can offer some team a really good version of himself this year. And I think he deserves better than being the fourth running back on a team. If they can bump him up to three, then you bring him in at that point.
Could he be unsigned as we start the season? Could this be a Kareem Hunt situation?
Possibly. Yes, that could possibly happen. And that could be the best thing that happens to him, because as Kareem Hunt has discovered over the past several years, that you can sometimes land a starting job that way. And sometimes you can even win a Super Bowl that way. So, yes, I think that might be one of the best things that could happen to Nick, is if someone dials him up if a starter goes down and he finds himself with a nice starting job.
Mary Kay, we found out that Mason Graham, also a victim of one of those many pranks that were made on the draft day, throughout the draft weekend. What did you make of that situation for Mason Graham and for others like Shedeur Sanders?
Well, I think the NFL needs to devise a new plan and get a handle on it, because now these young people are finding that they can go viral this way, and they're having a grand old time with this. I think it's nasty. I think it's mean. I don't think that's a get off your lawn type of viewpoint from me. I hope it's not coming off like that. I just think this is the biggest weekend of these guys' lives. I think it's horrible to have that kind of fun at their expense. And I think the NFL needs some kind of a new plan. And with the technology that we have available today, I should think that you would be able to get a hold of a player without all these prank calls going on. They need to get a handle on it. They're investigating Mason Graham, the NFL is right now. I'm glad that they came down so hard on the Falcons and their defensive coordinator. I was trying to think yesterday, what if it was my son that did that? I honestly would be setting up some kind of a payment plan as soon as he got out of college for him to work off that $100,000. There's just no way that I would let that kid get away with not paying the bulk of that money.
I said that I would sue my own son, and then we had a data privacy lawyer call in earlier, I swear to you, Mary Kay, and he's like, well, yeah, you can sue me, you'd probably win, but good luck collecting. And I was like, doggone it, he's right.
Well, you could make sure that he pays you whatever, $200 a month or whatever.
For the rest of my life? Or for the rest of his life?
You know what? Whatever you have to do is what I would do. That was his mistake, and or at least partially his mistake. If you own half of that mistake for leaving that information available to him, then maybe you only charge him $50,000. But whatever you do, you need to hold him accountable for that situation.
Can I have my son's thumbs broken over owing me money and still claim to love him?
kids these days, just wait. You know it's coming. Both of you, there are some challenging and very interesting times coming, because no matter what you try, I love it when people say, oh, that's some bad parenting. No, it's not. They have so many influences over them these days in so many ways other than their parents, that there's no way that you can control the behavior of your children at all times, especially as they get into the older grades and into college. So I don't see that as bad parenting, but now you have to do some good parenting and really hold him accountable.
Mary Kay, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week. All the best.
Sounds good.
The great Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Outstanding stuff from her.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sunday. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.